Penny for your thoughts, soldier? At ease. No need to address me with any kind of honorifics. We're all in this fight together. I can understand that. It's unfortunate that a man with the brains and resources of Victor Von Doom decides to misuse them in the worst of ways. If he went about things differently, he could help the world more than Reed Richards, Tony Stark, or even I ever have. Instead, he answers to his vanity, to his need for praise and superiority. It's a shame those with all that power see it as a means to prop themselves up instead of helping others. I didn't tell you what I was like when I was younger, did I? I was a scrawny little thing, barely passing 5'4". Surprising, yeah? All that super soldier serum didn't go to waste. Dr. Erskine's final act was to give the world a hero it needed. I'm still trying to live up to what he expected. Not to be a perfect soldier, but a good man. The world needs more good men. It doesn't need more brilliant minds or wealthy individuals. It doesn't need more invincible super soldiers. It needs good people, willing to do good things, and stand up for what they believe is right. That's an interesting line of thought. What is the right thing? In my mind, the right thing has always been what benefits the many, and not just the few. Things that make everyone equal. Things that don't oppress others. Things that lift everyone up. In a society where everyone starts at the same point, then merit, intelligence, and character can really be rewarded and shine through. Sadly, I have yet to see a world like that. Here at the Intergalactic Empire of Wakanda is the closest thing I can think of. But even T'Challa admits it's not perfect. There's bad with the good. Fortunately, however, the good people are working on the bad. Yeah. If you've got a society where the bad and the good are fairly balanced, and yet no one's working to change that, that's a problem. Maybe there are far more good people than there are bad. That's what I believe. But the bad people will do anything to get more power, to get stronger. And good people aren't always in the position to stop them. I think that's the appeal of superheroes. A good person with power, able to stand up, to do what's right, and stop the evil people from abusing others. Truth, freedom, justice, all these ideals I talk about, they transcend any nation. They're an ideology worth pursuing. The heart of the American people is filled with stubbornness and pride. Sometimes that's a bad thing. Sometimes they cling to the past, thinking that all the comforts of the world existed there, that all their troubles only started recently. But they're wrong. Troubles were always there. They were just looking in the wrong place to find the source of them. But it's a good thing when it's in the hands of people willing to fight. Sometimes, we need to take a hammer to what's already broken. The systems that exist, that hurt people more than they help them. And that takes prideful, stubborn, resolved, angry people to bring about that necessary change. It's not easy. In fact, it's downright terrifying. I understand counterparts of mine sometimes had to fight the American government when they were doing the wrong thing. Sometimes it was standing against SHIELD. Other times, it was standing against HYDRA. And sometimes still, SHIELD and HYDRA were two sides of the same coin. If that isn't a metaphor for how easily power can corrupt and creep into the hearts of even the most noble individuals, I don't know what is. Sometimes it's easy to forget the qualities that many heroes have, that they were good people the whole time, that were fortunate enough to gain power, to turn their good character into a weapon of justice, a shield to protect the innocent. When you look at a lot of villains, most of the time, they were people who felt small, powerless, victims of fate and circumstance. And they too gained power, a pedestal, and they misused it. That's not so different from how fascism rises. I was stuck in Brooklyn for a majority of World War II. I wanted to know what made Germans so crazy that they elected someone like that. Looking at what happened, how they felt small, weak, like victims of fate and circumstance, and then they were promised rewards, strength, change, a better world for all of them, a world where they didn't have to suffer, a lot of promises that he didn't end up keeping. It was a lot easier to understand. No, I'm certain a lot of Germans didn't fall for his balderdash. In fact, I'm sure quite a few were looking for other people for answers, for security and safety. But they didn't have it. He was the only person promising solutions. And when your voice is that loud and your promises sound that good, well, it's easy for people to fall for it. Doing the right thing isn't always quick, and it certainly isn't always rewarding. But it's better in the long run. Sometimes you suffer for it more than doing the wrong thing. And the bad guys? They're the kinds of folks to tell you there's no such thing as noble suffering, that you're a fool for suffering for someone else's sake. Well, if you're truly strong, you can suffer for other people's sakes. You can lift them up and help them when they need it the most. You don't make false promises to them. You're their bedrock. You're their shield. And sure, I get that not everyone is strong. In fact, I'd wager the amount of weak people in the world outweighs the strong people. But everyone has some strength. Sometimes you just need to grow it. The conditions aren't always great. But I have faith in every single person out there, that in the heart of every single American is the fire of freedom. And that deep down, they know right from wrong. And they can stand up and make a difference. They can do the right thing and suffer nobly, even in the face of fascism and despair. Doom's control is far and wide. And as his power with the Chronovium grows, so too will his reach. But Doom doesn't understand one very important thing. That it's impossible to do everything by yourself. No. He's going to think he's safe. That he's untouchable. He's going to sit in his palace, hoarding all of his power and tricks. Until the day everyone comes knocking on his door. A man as selfish and foolish and petty as Doom is going to drive away what little allies he has. Meanwhile, all of us, the good folks of everywhere standing up for what's right, we'll have allies aplenty. We'll have people with noble hearts and solemn minds. People who know just what it'll take to get him out of power. And when that day comes, well, I think we can all throw a big old-fashioned party. Oh, I was never one for dancing or drinking. I think I'll just stand modestly in a corner somewhere. Not sure what I'd wear. A fancy three-piece suit. Maybe a tie. Think they have anything in my size? No, I couldn't possibly wear the Hellfire Gala suit. Are you serious? Well, different occasions call for different outfits. Well, all right, if you think I look spiffy enough in it, then maybe I'll try it. I'm assuming a victory party won't be as swanky as the gala, so maybe I can skip the tie for it. What about you? Yeah, you sure were looking swell in that outfit the other day. I know some people thought you were the bee's knees. What? I'm talking like an old man? Well, I might not look it, but I am one. Nearly 200 years old. And there's a lot of the world that I missed. Well, there'll be time to catch up on it when everything's done here. When everyone's safe and sane, and the world's put back together the way it should be. Then I can figure things out for myself. Find my place in this new, strange future. But right now, I gotta do what I've always done best. Standing up for what I believe is right. I hope that helped you feel better. Never question your place, your integrity, your strength. It's okay not to be strong all the time. Sometimes you gotta take a back seat. You gotta let other people be strong for you. And when you've gotten back on your feet, you can return the favor. This is a team effort. No one's alone here. We're all standing together. We're all Avengers. And we're assembled. And we're gonna stand together to victory. So get some rest if you need it, kiddo. Tomorrow's another day and another fight. But we'll get through it. I promise.